in the two extremes of untruth. On the one hand, that all Germans were directly responsible. On the other, that they were due solely to Hitler and a hard core of Nazi brutes. There are many ways into this subject. I have chosen the history of the Gestapo because it offers an extreme example of that purposeful confusion which covered, like a smokescreen, the most terrible activities of the Third Reich. Very few people have a clear idea of what the Gestapo in fact was, and it has come to serve in Germany as a kind of universal scapegoat. Certainly, the Gestapo stood behind the blackest deeds committed by Germans all over Europe and inspired and organized their execution. But it was essentially a small, compact, and highly professional corps which participated directly in only a part of the atrocities which horrified the world. The activities of the Gestapo, for example, ended more or less at the gates of the concentration camps. This fact will save us from the repetition of individual acts of sadism which, by first sickening the mind, then numbing it, could come between us and the object in view. At the same time, by establishing what the Gestapo did and what it did not do, we shall have a much clearer view of what was done by other organizations whose membership accounted for a very considerable proportion of the able-bodied population of Hitler.